Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, victory. Good morning, sisters and brothers all around the world. God bless you one and all. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to just get together and just give praise and just share some of our thoughts for today. We just thank you, Jesus, for whoever you are, wherever you are in this time, whatever your needs may be, whatever needs that you have stalled, just blessings pour up on today and take out that matter and just cover it with the blood of Jesus. We're here to shout and rejoice with you this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We have a very special segment for you this morning. And we're going to get ready to dive into that. And I just want to stop and say I see your victory, and I'm just wanting to shout with you today over your victories, victories. I know it's more than once. I'm feeling victory in the spirit right now, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for those victories. We come together, we pray together about different things that are going on in our lives, and we set those things out before each other, sisters and brothers. And when it's time, when those things has been answered, those prayers has been answered, we can see the manifestation of some of those things come onto our lives. We too have to come back together and just claim victory and just give God praise for the victory about what he has done, what he is doing. So that is exactly what we're doing today. We're going to go ahead and start with our prayer. We're going to come back with our scripture, and then we're going to dive right in. Of course, it gives you a few minutes, sisters and brothers. You know what it is. Get your pen and your paper and your sword, and let's go to battle. Thank you, Jesus. We open up our hearts today, Jesus, to you. We thank you for another opportunity to open our hearts for you to receive, for us to receive your word, for you to give to us, dear Father, all it is that you have for us today, for you to nourish our mind, which is our soul, dear Father, for you to just nourish, dear Father, our spirit, spirit to spirit, dear Father, and our bodies, dear Father, the tri-anointing of you, dear Father, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that's together as one. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming into our hearts, coming over this radio show today, dear Father. I ask you to go into the households of each and every one that is listening live in the chat rooms and all of those, dear Father, that will come to this in the archives. I thank you, Jesus. I ask you to look into their hearts, dear Father. Forgive them for their sins, dear Father. Strengthen them where they're weak. Build them up where they're all torn down. And we ask you special prayers, dear Father, on all of our young people today, dear Father, of all age ranges, dear Father. We ask you to be with them, dear Father. Show them, dear Father. Open up their eyes to see things in a godly way, in a thing that is outside of the world, but a thing, dear Father, that will strengthen them as young people today, that will be grown people, leaders of the future of this country on tomorrow. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And in your darling son's name, again, we ask that we may decrease, that you may increase, that your children may hear your word, that your people may learn from your word, that your people may take this word throughout the day with them, on their jobs, in their homes, in the courtrooms, in the hospitals, as they travel up and down the dangerous highways, byways, streets, and roads. Dear Father, in the name of Yeshua, we give you thanksgiving and praise. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We do have our scripture for today. It's going to be coming from the book of Psalms, and it's going to be chapter 8, and we're going to go ahead and get that started. If I can just get, we have a special guest today. We're going to let her go ahead and read this, and then we're going to go back and do the introduction for her, and we are in the service now. God bless, God bless, God bless. All right. So we're at Psalms 8, and you can go ahead and start reading, sister.
O Lord, O Lord, how magnificent is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens, from the lips of children and infants. heaven, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in the place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowded him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the work of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, all that swim the path of the sea. Lord, O Lord, how magnificent is your name in the earth.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is just beautiful. How magnificent is your name, your majesty. You're our creator. You're our father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go on with our introduction. We have today with us a very special guest. Her name is Tatiana. Tatiana is going to jump in here with us. She's already started, and we're just going to hear today just from the eyes. We're looking through the eyes of a child as far as what she sees from Christ. How is it in her? We're listening today from the mouth of babes. So we're going to go from the mouth of babes and look through the eyes of a child as we speak about our lovely Christ today. So, Tatiana, first let me start by saying welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're always a pleasure to have a guest on the show, especially when our youth is so dedicated that at this time of the morning that you've actually got up to do things like this and to be a part, just to jump in here and tell somebody about your love for the Lord. It's an honor, and again, I say welcome. When you're here on the Tri-Anointed Show, this is Tri-Anointed Woman in Christ. We want God, who is Trinity, but Tri, who is in one, and we want him to do the same for you, to minister to our hearts, our spirit, our mind. We want to just relax. If you feel like praising the Lord in any intercession where I'm speaking, let's just jump into it, because we're here as one. Get comfortable. Let's just tell the Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have some special things. You know, children come in all mentalities. Some kids think, you know, they learn things, they pick up things in a different way, at a faster pace than others. Different children, they range and they have different thoughts. Just like you can put them all in one room, and I love to get together with young people just to hear the opinions. People, children have different opinions. They see things differently sometimes than adults do. They experience things differently in life. Especially in this day and time, there are also a lot of children go through things. We have now children going through stressful things that, excuse me, in my day, per se, we didn't have to deal with. The kids wasn't under that particular type of stress, you know, as for it is today. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your age, you know, tell us any special things that's going on for you today. Give us the name of your school and the grade that you're in, and then we'll just start from there. All right, it's yours. Go for it.
Thank you. My name is Tatiana again, and I am 10 years old. I just turned 10 years old today.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. I'm very happy. I'm having a big sleepover on Friday.
Okay.
But I'm just here to just tell you all about me, just tell you what kids are just going through.
All right, all right.
I want to tell the kids out there that you can do anything you set your mind to. And doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter, because let me read you something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be an adult, for God to use you.
Amen.
So, doesn't matter how old you are, God can still use you. A six-year-old Sarah explained to her cousin that Jesus loves her. Loves you. And it's just so cool because doesn't matter how old you are.
That's right. So a six-year-old was explaining to her cousin that God loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's just a blessing. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. You know, we were just talking to a lady last night, and she was telling me that I think the young lady is four, and she's getting ready to be five. And the grandmother said when she walked into their house to visit them, said that the little girl ran up to her and said, I've been praying for you, Grandma, that you feel better. How are you doing? Are you feeling better? I bet you're feeling better because I've been praying for you to feel better. I've been praying for Auntie to feel better. And it's really something that she didn't come up to her and say, well, I don't know. You know, do you think you feel better? So she ran up to her with excitement. Like, I've been waiting to see you because I know that you feel better. How do I know? Because I have been praying for you. Because the mindset of that child was, if I pray, something will happen. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? It's awesome. And sometimes as we get older and we sometimes forget, and we pray and we say that our hearts are believing that, but really and truly, we're not truly believing it because we don't believe like that child believed that her aunt and her grandma was doing better because she had already prayed, so she just believed it automatically. Sometimes as grown people, it's a little different for us. Sometimes we forget to have that faith. It's out of the mouth of those babes. Their hearts appear. They believe that if God said it, I believe it, it's done.
And that's something else, too. God is so powerful. You just say his prayer, so powerful. Like, just like somebody, like me and my grandma was playing a game today. She was like, I will win. I said, in the name of Jesus, she would not win. She didn't win. She just said, I will win. I said, in the name of Jesus, I will win.
So what you're telling me with that instance is that just for the ones who don't know, so you're telling me that in all facets of your life, every area of your life, you can apply the word and it should work for you.
Yes, but you need to believe it. So you just can't go out and say, oh, thank you, Jesus, for that money. You probably not even going to say that. Maybe said it in vain because you probably.
Amen, amen.
Say that.
So you're saying that she said that she believed that she was going to win it on her doing it herself.
Yes.
You're saying that you had the higher authority because you took the authority that was given to you by the name of Jesus, and you used the name of Jesus, and even in that area, it worked out for you.
Yes,
so you're telling me that even if you're at school, and let's see if it's a bully that is approaching you, just when can I use the word of Jesus? And we're speaking at it in this sense because on this show, Tatiana, people come on this show live. We have people in the chat room. We also have people who have listened to this show out of the archives maybe 2 days, 2 years, or 20 years from now. So they may not know this. So for their sake, are you telling me that if a bully is approaching you, you can still use the word of Jesus and it works?
And again, if you believe in it. But that thing is so powerful, though. And again, you can use the word of Jesus anytime you want.
So there is no time. There is no boundaries.
No,
Jesus is good. His word is good today, yesterday, and tomorrow?
Pretty much, yes. Because let me tell you something, too. A story. something that's from the Bible. That man thought that she said, I have an axe in my basement. It walked out because
Hallelujah.
He just leaves her alone because
he left her alone.
Left her alone, and he went to jail because police got him.
So that's just awesome because that's the way it is. She didn't panic. She just starts quoting scriptures. And in his mind, he got confused because he thought that what it was, the power of that scripture, the power of the word started just raising up in that whole house. What he heard was that she has these powerful weapons and she's coming to hurt him, you know. And it was because the word is a powerful weapon. And it will do harm to those who try to harm the child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's so true. So the word can work if you work it. That's what God has told me nightly to remind his people of all ages, that this is his word, and it will work if you work it. How many people really want to work the word? That's the thing. But how many people are the first to blame God when something goes wrong in their life, but they haven't even opened up the word? They don't even have their word with them, you know? It's their sword, the Bible tells us. Do you know about putting on armor? Do you know anything about armoring yourself up?
You should arm yourself every day. It's a protection because if, let's say, if you're a kid and you want a playground, a little kid might pick up a rock and hit you. In your stomach or something, or in your head, you got your armor on, a whole armor on. So whatever gets by at you, it doesn't hurt you at all. So like a kid throws a rock at you, you don't even feel it, and that's like life.
Or if it hits you, it won't destroy you.
If a man, if somebody takes all your money, in the bank or something, it's gonna be fixed because you have your armor on. It a bad thing is trying to come near you. You get your armor, goes away.
Well, that's exactly what that woman did. You spoke about that Pastor Osteen was speaking of in her kitchen. That's what she did. She pulled out her armor, which was what? Her sword. She started speaking the word, which is her sword. And that sword did the work for her. It did the work for her, correct?
Yes, it did.
Now, do you mind, maybe putting you on the spot? Let me know if you're not able to. Do you mind giving us, go ahead and armoring up for us now so we can see exactly, can we hear about where is the armor? Where is the armor supposed to go? Somebody is saying, what is that child talking about? Putting on some armor. What kind of armor are we talking about? We want them to know that we're talking about in Ephesians 6 and 10 tells us how to put on our armor. So can you go ahead and put on the full armor of God? Because we want them to know that this is just not the armor of the enemy. This is the full armor of God. Full is an important word. Armor of God is an important word. Full armor of God. Can you go ahead and put on your armor of force, please?
If I say the armor, some of the things that's in the armor, try. It's cool, it's so light, it's more safety. So it's fine if you want to say it more than once. Keep saying it. Let your armor be big. Not let any trouble
Hallelujah.
Go near you. Okay. You put on your helmet of salvation. If say one thing, bad thoughts or nothing. So we'll see bad thoughts.
Amen.
The breastplate of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing can get in your way again. Your belt of truth.
Belt of truth.
So you'll always tell the truth. Your shield of faith.
Hallelujah.
Your shield. Your sword of God's name. The sword of God's name is actually the Bible.
That's right,
and
His word.
The Bible is the powerful book in the whole Bible.
Amen, amen.
And the boot of peace. Because boots of peace is something just peaceful.
Uh-huh.
If the boots of peace is not somebody going out, just going out partying and stuff, the boots of peace is just calm in Jesus' name, praying with Jesus, just hanging out with your Father, not getting in any fights or nothing, just hanging out with your Father.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And, but the armor is very important to put on because it really does help you in life. Whenever you have trouble, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it because you have your armor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And let's take a moment and just turn to Ephesians 6. And let's just, for everyone, let's just read Ephesians 6 and give everyone an opportunity to find it. Let me know when you have it. Ephesians 6, and then just go on down here into the armor of God. And let's start at verse 11. Amen?
Okay. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's
schemes.
Schemes.
Okay. So now he tells us, because we are his kids, he don't just tell us to put it on, but now he's telling us why. He said, put on the full armor of God so that you may what?
Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
So you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. That means that the enemy is scheming right now, trying to think of ways to take you out.
But
so
you don't have to just be scared. You can actually stand up and fight him.
In what? The Jesus name, in the name of Jesus.
Because
now, he ain't scared of Tatiana. You know that?
He's scared of the Lord.
The name of Jesus. That's right.
The Lord is bigger than him.
The Word. That's right. So our God is a what? Awesome God. Our God is what? A mighty God. Our God is a big God. But you said something earlier. You said we try to make him a small God, you know. Or we want a small armor. We just want to put on a tiny hat right here on the top of our head or something.
Yeah. No. If it was a armor that you could actually see and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you would fall over because this armor is huge.
Amen.
Big, huge hat. The hat will probably just knock you over.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And the hat is huge. The shield of faith is huge.
Right.
Everything is
this
huge.
This is armor.
You can't even pick up your feet.
That's right.
Jesus has to pick up your feet
for you.
Because it's so big.
That's right.
None of us is strong enough to do it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now, can we just put on the helmet? Because it's a helmet, actually. Can we just put on the helmet? Have you saw a motorcyclist and he puts on a big helmet to protect his head in case he falls? So this one right here, because we have so many thoughts going through our mind at all time. And you know, and if we don't ask God, you know, to protect our thoughts, patterns and go inside and move things out of the way that we're not supposed to keep in our head, you know, so it can get all confused and have us thinking all kind of crazy things, you know. So we have this big helmet now, you told us, that we're putting on our head to protect our mind, you know, protect what we're able to see and not see, hear and not hear, smell and not smell, taste and not taste, say and not say. Because we talk about that tongue. But that's another show. James, in the book of James, will go through that tongue. But tell me more about, can I just put on my helmet? Is that enough? What if I just put that on and go for today?
That's not even going to work. Because that's going to protect your face. You need something to protect your whole body. Thoughts probably not going to go through your head, but somebody beating you up stuff can go just pass on through.
Amen. Amen.
So other things can go on through. Only thing is just protect is just your hand.
Because if God says it, then we should what? Believe it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He said we should put on what? Part of the armor of God. Is that what he said?
Yes.
He said we should put on part of the armor?
The full armor of God.
And if he said we should put on the full armor, then what? It's a reason for it then, right? You got it. You got it, sister. Let's just keep on down here. So we put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand against the devil's schemes. Verse 12 says, we're again in Ephesians 6 at verse 12, putting on the full armor of God. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. We're going to come back to that. Well, let's go ahead and stop there just for a few minutes now. Now, actually, what that is actually telling us that he's telling us to prepare ourselves because he knows that everybody is not going to be of God. See, everybody is not going to want to serve the Lord. And even as a young person, I know that you can experience some of these things because we're in that day and time that you can't go anywhere. And it comes from the rich and the poor, from the black, the white, the brown, every different racial diversity group. It is still issues in there. We're at that day and time that it's prevalent in elementary all the way through the PhD level. You know, from the elderly all the way down, it is prevalent. It is something that is seen in churches and courthouses and doctors and lawyers and jails. We used to think all the bad people were supposedly incarcerated, you know, but it's all around us. It says we do this here again because of the devil's schemes. We put on our armors. It's important to put it on because our struggle is not against flesh. Our flesh right here. It's not with our blood that's inside of us, but it's against the ruler. So we look at this person and think, this is the person that's trying to hurt us. But really, it's the person who haven't armored themselves, and they've allowed rulers against the powers of dark worlds. Those rulers, who is the enemies, the devil, they have allowed them to come into their minds, change their mindset. So now they're walking around and they're in dark clothing and they're reading witchcraft books and they're getting into this. So that's what we're against. And it's not Sarah that you see dressed in all the weird makeup and going around quoting that I love the devil. It's not her body as far as flesh and blood, but it's her spirit mind. It is the dark forces, the ruler of darkness that is living inside of her. That's who we're wrestling against. So that's why he tells us to armor ourselves. Go ahead, sister.
Because the devil will use you. The devil has his own child. And I believe me, the devil's children would do whatever the devil says. Just like I was watching this movie, I forgot what you call it, but the devil told this girl, walk to this man's house, and she did. And then before that, the devil said, put on perfume. But the devil said, but put on your best perfume. And she did. And then when she got to the man's house, she was the devil was saying sit in that little bed, and she did, and that bed could walk. And the devil said to just kind of walk in it, and she did. But the main thing is, don't let the devil use you, cause he will, and he will use you for bad things. So
he led her into temptation that was going to do harm to her. Yeah. And he especially, again, in this day and time, when it comes to little girls with men, little girls with boys, little girls with other women that is going to lead them astray. And I'm sure your parents have spoke to you about it, and but there are a lot of parents who don't even deal with those issues with their kids. So when the first boy that they see that, ooh, I think is cute or attractive, and that boy gives them some attention, then the enemy immediately can tell them, well, why don't you put this on for him? And he will tell through that person, you look cute when you, I like when you wear that. I like when you smell of this perfume. And so they compliment their way into your life to destroy you. You hear what I said? They compliment their way into your life to destroy you. See, they're not going to walk up to you, and the enemy's not going to tell on the movie. I think they was playing it on TBN. The enemy's not going to come up to that little girl and say, you know what, don't comb your hair today. You know, don't do all the body hygiene things that you're going to normally do. This man is going to be attractive to you if you don't. No, because he knows that that's not going to get her attention. So that's not even going to sound right to her. So he's going to tell her, put on your best perfume. When you sit, cross your legs this way just so he can, your skirt will raise up a little bit. See, the enemy comes to kill,
destroy.
That's right, kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. So he wants to kill your spirit. See, it makes him no difference when you go out there and some little boy violates your body. And now your mind is heavy laden and you don't know what to do. You can't sleep at night because every time you close your eyes, you keep seeing this person with the bad things they did to you. So he wants to steal your joy because you can't get joy out of that. He wants to steal the family out of you. He wants to steal you, separate you from your parents. So he'll tell you what your parents are telling you is not right. They don't know. This was way it was back in their day. That was the old days. This is a new day. You don't do things the way they did it, and they don't understand that. But look at your friends. None of them is doing it like your parents say. Do it their way. Here's the way that you do it. So he steals your family relationship from you. So he comes to kill, steal, and then destroy. Once he can do that, if he can separate you from your family, if he can kill the thoughts in your mind of happiness and joy, then he can take control of you, and then you can find yourself walking around, you're dressed in all black because you're feeling all black inside. You're feeling like this is just another day. Who am I? You don't have an opportunity to see that God has a plan for you. But the enemy tells you, you're just here. You never figure that you're here because of God. You only think that I'm here because of my mom and dad. You never get a chance to figure out that God had a plan for you. That's why he used your mom and dad to bring you here. But it was because of him that you're here, that he has a purpose for you. And if he can kill that in our young people's minds at an early age, he can destroy them. So he kills, steals, and destroys. So you're right. So we need the helmet of salvation. We're wrestling against powers of dark worlds, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. And we're going to move on, but just quickly. So have you experienced or saw any young people who appear to be in a darkness, just kind of walking around in a darkness or in dark clothes at all time, or you can tell that it's something different, they're not of the Lord?
Well, I don't really know anybody close to them. I close right now because I try to stay away from them. But I pray about them all the time, God bless. But I might ride around in the car, and I might see a couple,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. Commercials, I see some.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many of everything nowadays. I see
And it's through the music too. You have some friends that have siblings that are.
I have a friend where she gets sad. She listens to like the gothic music. She listens to the gothic music. This boy in this class, he listens to like the gothic music.
And see, it starts even because, you know, if you can get through the music, which everybody listens to some type of music, there's nobody who don't appreciate some type of music. Yours may not be mine, and hers may not be his, but theirs and ours, when we put them together, we all listen to music because we're built like that. So if he can get into music, then he can tell you you don't need to live anymore, you know. Why don't you kill yourself, you know. He can tell you that you're just here to satisfy a man or a boy. He can tell you anything. But he just, it's almost like taking, going outside and going into the trash can and taking something that is totally unedible and like taking a sweet smelling flower and just holding it over this nasty trash and trying to get you, entice you to come and eat. Come and sit down and eat. I have a beautiful table set here for you. The tablecloth, and I have a fancy china that I got this here sitting on. But this is really dog poop. But I can't tell you that. So I make the table look as inviting as I can. I try to move the smell away as best I can, because if I can get your attention to look at the table, maybe you won't smell this, because there's no way that you're not going to smell this if you really concentrate on this. So I'm going to try to get your mind on the beauty of the table, of the beauty of the flower, because once I get you to eating, then I got you. You see what I'm saying?
And things can be, and there's things can be so simple too. My friend that when she gets sad, she listens to gothic music. My sister was pretty much a gothic too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, that's the easy way too. She hangs out with her sister. Her sister's not like just going around, just not smiling. She smiles sometimes, but you don't really see her really smiling. Like, she smiles a lot, but she says she might have a little smile on her face. And that's
important, because even in a situation like that, it's just like a bad sore that is oozing and spreading germs and bacteria. Excuse me. And so the sister, by being much older than the young 10-year-old, so when the sister, if she has it, because the enemy doesn't really have any new tricks. He just take new faces and play the same trick over and over again. So if he see that it works in the sister who's almost grown, then he said it works in her. Let me just use that same trick, and I'll teach her how to teach the little sister how to do it. And the little sister, I'm going to teach her how to teach her friends how to do it. So now when someone, a Christian, is standing in the midst of their life,
that's why Christians are here. Because Christians should go ahead and stop that until that one person gets everybody in that family a gospel.
That's right.
Or what, one seed can grow a big tree.
That's right.
And that big tree has lots of branches.
Lots and lots of branches. Now, your role as a Christian, though, what is your role? So you're there to do what? Show her a different way to move through her times that she's down, right? The times that things didn't go her way. Your role as a Christian is because you're human, just like she is, and so you're going to go through things, right? So she's going to, you're going to be talking, and she's going to ask you, so what did you do? How did you handle it, Tatiana? So is your opportunity as a Christian, as you just said, is to make sure that you tell her, oh, I just did this or this or this. How are some of the ways that you, as a Christian young lady, handle disappointment, handle things that don't go your way? What are some of the examples that you would give your friend of ways that you handle disappointment instead of going into the deep, dark depression and listening to gothic music or different things like that?
Well, of course, I always pray my father, and he makes everything feel all right. And Jesus is, God is Jesus himself. I'm just so glad to have him as my father. And I talk to them like a regular person. Just talk to them. I didn't even know that they're God and Jesus. And I talk to them like regular people. And they make everything feel all right. They make me feel safe and stuff.
So, Tatiana, I'm pretending to be your friend now. So, now, but Tatiana, I need to, what is it going to, so if I talk to your God, then he's going to know me? He don't even know me. How is your God going to know me?
Because Jesus knows you, because he's the God, he's the God that did everything. He's the God that made you.
That's it. There it is, right there.
If you want proof, I would give you the Bible, and I will go to a chapter to show you where it says that in there.
Exactly. There's the word. The answers to that is because he's not just my God. It would be different if he was just my God. Then he's probably just going to answer what? My prayers. But he's just not my God. He is our God. See, everything that moves here and breathes, he's their God. From creatures, small to large, people, old to young and reverse, he's our God. He is the creator. And guess what? He is waiting to hear from you. He's wanting to talk to you. He wants you to come and talk to him about anything. Guess what? As much as you love your parents, you can go to God and talk to him when even your parents say, go to your room. When your parents say, I don't want to hear it right now.
You can talk to your father.
You can go talk to your father. Because he said, I'll be your friend when you don't have a friend.
I could be your mother.
When
you
that's
have
right.
A mother,
hallelujah.
I could be anything you want me to be.
I am all that you need. All that you need. All that you need. So just setting an example. Now, the enemy is going to make sure that your time that you're frustrated, that your friend, that particular friend, probably calls you at that time when you're frustrated, because he wants her to hear. He wants her to catch you not praising God during your frustration. He wants her to tell you, he wants to hear. Let her hear you say, oh, my God, this is, I'm just doing this. He wants her to hear you flesh out just the same way that she fleshes out. So it's important that we, as Christians, we sometimes may feel like fleshing out, but in the presence of a non-believer, we have to put on our front. We cannot. That should be our little reminder that, hey, we're getting ready to flesh out because we are human. That should be our reminder. Ding, ding. Don't do that. Let me go and set an example for her, which is good for my spirit also. Let me take this to the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting her call me right now, because I would have fleshed out. I would have handled this a different way. You know? So it's good to praise the Lord. It's good to praise the Lord.
And people really do need help out there, because I had another friend, too. I told her, do you know you do have some Jewish in you? Yeah, Jewish
uh-huh.
in you?
because Jesus, if God, Jesus is Jewish,
uh-huh.
if you're like, no, I have no Jewish in me. Believe me, I don't. I was like, but you do though. You have Jewish in you.
Yeah, but it's just like telling a person, you know, you have hair growing straight down the back of your spine, straight down your spine. You have a thick growth of hair growing down your spine. And they look, and they look to the right, they don't see anything. They look to the left, and they don't see anything. And no one has ever told them this before. And they say, no, I don't have any hair growing down my spine. You know, Tatiana is tripped with a peony on it. She's stripping. I don't have no hair growing down my spine. Because it's they never heard it before. They can't appreciate it. They can't believe it. That sounds so preposterous to them. But then if you take that same person and just walk them up to a mirror and say, okay, I have a mirror here in front of you and one behind you, and I just want you to look. And you let them see the hair, and it just opens their eyes to something that they didn't even know about themselves. So it's the same thing. If you don't know anything about the Bible, if you don't know anything about Jesus, if you don't know anything about his Hebrew upbringing, if you don't know anything about that he was from the Jewish carpenter, then it sounds crazy. How in the world could you say that I am of him because he's a Jew? Because everybody don't believe that Jesus is a part of them. They say, okay, well, you said Jesus was a Jew. What does that have to do with me? Well, see, you, on the other hand, you know now. You've looked in the mirror from both ends, and you know that he is you. You are him. You're part of him. He's in you. You've invited him to come and live inside of you.
I've been studying the law for 10 years now. When I was born, my mom, my whole family read the part of the Bible to me and everything. So I memorized the Bible, memorized some stuff probably if I was 1 year old. So.
Because it's good to praise the Lord. It's just like the same way that they fed you as a baby, they fed you and they continue to feed you. It's more than just food here that you need to eat. That man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. So by his word. So just the way they feed you food, this is food. It said, taste it and see that it's good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You taste this food. Hallelujah. Let's go over. We're running a little short on time, but this segment's going to go a little bit over. So for the ones that are in the chat room or the ones that are live, you can always catch the remainder of this here program in the archives. It'll just be the whole thing there. But let's keep going for a little bit. It says, first, I just want to go over some how have you learned to how has God helped you deal with problems at school? First of all, give us the name of your school.
Radiant Academy. West.
Okay. Now, that was your school last year, correct? And you had been at that school for how long?
4 years.
What grade did you go into that school?
Kindergarten.
From kindergarten through fourth grade, you went there.
Been there 5 years.
Okay. So, Radiant Academy West. All right. And then the name of your new school?
It is Harmony Science.
Harmony Science Academy. Awesome, awesome. Now, so we can only speak of where you've been because school term hasn't officially started. So let's go and talk about at Radiance. What are some of the ways that God has helped you deal with different problems that you've had at Radiance, either with your studies or with friends or not so friendly people, or what? Tell me some of the ways that God has helped you deal with life in those areas.
Well, he helped me deal with the problems because, I pray to him all the time. I talk to him about it. He said, "If you come to me, I will do what you need me to do. All you have to do is just come to me.
You have any examples?
Like, it was I went to the state care, and because this boy hit me in the stomach, and I came to my Jesus, my God, and then, like, a couple more days, he left. So I came to him. He did his part by fixing the problem.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What else? It was an instance when, with a lot of friends there at school for no reason that you understood, actually, as I believe, was just didn't want to talk to you, even the ones that was used to be considered your friends now was rolling their eyes at you. It was just a difficult little situation there for a minute.
But I'm thinking now people are trying to be cool, but they don't get it. When you're talking about somebody, that's not cool. That just makes pretty much making you not a very good person.
And how did you feel when it seems like that the girls in your classroom were talking about you? How did you feel?
Well, I felt kind of just like, why are you guys doing this? Like, I kind of felt sorry for them because everything you do is payback. You get...
it comes back to you.
You get... comes back to you. What comes around goes around.
Yeah. But it's a hurting feeling, though. It's a hurting feeling. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we are allowed from our Father in heaven to go through different things, because how would you ever know how it feels to be talked about if you never have been talked about? You would know how it feels, would you? If you had never been talked about, then you would not. When somebody comes to you, you can say, oh, well, it probably feels bad. But now you have been talked about by somebody. So now you can tell them personally, oh, I know how it hurts. I know how it feels. I know how it feels to walk in that classroom every day and see them look at you and just like you're nothing, you know? So in that situation, though, you were prayer was again put into place. Your parents, I think, actually went and spoke with the administrators, the teacher, and higher officials there at the school. And how did that go?
That was good. The principal believed in me, but. Principal trusted me and stuff. I was like, thank you, Jesus, because somebody believes in me that I can go to that poster whenever something goes wrong or something. So that was pretty cool.
And then we saw that situation turn around, and actually the ones that were actually saying things about you came back and either apologized to you or kept their distance from you and no other problems. Is that correct? Now, you know, that is just a tidbit of things that can come in different situations. So the next time that a situation like that arises, how do you think you handle that one?
The same way I handle this one.
The same word to bought you through this, the same word to get you through the next one. And not just that, just to remind you that this word, you're stronger now than you were then, because if you continue to read the word, you gain more knowledge each and every word that you put into you. It's food, remember? It gives you more strength, more energy. So when the next situation arises, you're even stronger than you were. So you take the word that you had then and the wisdom that God has gave you now because you're continuing to learn, wow, and you use that. And you keep applying it over and over again. Tatiana, I remind you to don't let nothing separate you from the Word of God. Don't let friends, music, boys, girls, anything separate you from the Word of God. Whatever you do, you keep the Word of God. Keep your Bible there, your study Bible that's just for your age group, for what you can do. It gives you an understanding. Don't let nothing separate you from the Word. It's going to be a lot of fancy things out there in life. You're going to learn how to drive. You're going to learn. You're going to go on dates. You're going to go to different little activities with people. You're going to hang out with friends. You're going to meet new friends. You're going to, you know, you're going to argue. You're going to fuss. You're going to one day get married. You're going to be a mother. You know, you're going to be a leader. You're going to do all of these things. But don't let none of that come before God. If you want to have success in all of those areas, you must first keep God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, because the righteousness is going to come. If you seek in him, you're going to find him. He said, if you seek me, you will find me. So when you find him, you find his righteousness, and you are seeking him, and you have found him, and his righteousness is all over you. It shows. It shows. So people are automatically not going to like you just because they see the righteousness on you, you know? But that's why they didn't like Jesus, because they still trying to find fault in the one. He never had sin. And they're still, to this day, still trying to find a sin in him. They still can't find. They come up empty-handed because of his glory, his righteousness. So if you continue to use the same word pattern each and every time all through life. Now remember, this stuff is exciting. But you got to remember, oh, before I jump up to run and do this, let me jump up and pray. Let me jump up and read my word. Let me not get so excited that I forget to read my word. Because that's when the enemy catches you. When you jump up and you put these other things before him. Because he said if you seek him first and his righteousness, all of those things then will come. They will follow. They will follow the righteousness. But you'll be covered. As they follow, you'll be covered. Because goodness and God's mercy will follow you. I mean, follow right behind you wherever you go. All the days of your life. If you continue to put God first. Continue to put God first. Very important word. Very important word. Let's just go ahead and continue here. We just want to say for all of you, this is a wonderful time. I remind everyone to get in touch with me at www.blogtalkradio.com. You can also leave me an email at walkwithmegod@aol.com. And remind you, if you need a Bible, please just leave me an email. I get in touch with you. I will get a Bible out to you. God bless you and keep you. This segment here is just one of many to come. If you have any young people who want to call in and be a part of the show, we're definitely wanting to get together a special night set aside. We're looking at maybe on Saturdays, but we can set aside just for youth night. And just have your young people just give me a call. In the meantime, just send an email on their behalf of the times that they will be available, their age range, and we'll go ahead and get that set up. Anyone who is wanting to talk to Tatiana, ask her any questions or getting involved in that, make sure that you, again, come and leave a message here on my blog radio here, or you can leave one at my at AOL, Walk With Me God, email address. And we will definitely get her in touch with you and let you go. She also does travel with me, and she speaks at different places. If you need a young person to come and represent at your church, give us a call. Tatiana will be available along with myself, Evangelist Vaughn. If you have a need, make sure that you continue to go on your knees, go in prayer. Make sure that you continue to give it over to the Lord. We're going to continue right on here. If you need prayer, if you need help, God bless you. Get in touch with us. We are here for you. You don't have to go through that thing alone, sister. My brother, you don't have to sit there and wait to see for that person that you keep trying to call on the phone that they're not responding. You don't have to. You're not in this alone. You don't have to go through that alone. We're here for you. If it goes beyond me, it's something else that you need, I'd be more than happy to go and look that distance up, find the other areas or people that you need to get you where you need to go. Bottom line is, God says he has someone in your situation right now who can help pull you through. God bless you and keep you. Let's just continue on. Tatiana, if I can get just a few more things here, and we'll go ahead and sign off. I know I appreciate you taking out the time for this time of morning just to be with us. It's a blessing. Just how far have you came in the Lord? Any things in your life in particular that you have want to talk about, how God has helped you in life, or always giving thanks to the Lord, or how God is like food to you? You know, you can talk about that for a little bit, or how you're gonna deal with your problems in the future. We did talk about that and about your problems. Talk to us about that, because you know God cares about the world more, and we make choices, you know, sometimes that destroy the different things of the world, and then we say, well, why did God allow? It's not him allowing, it's the choices that we made. He'll allow us to make choices, and we make poor choices that destroy the world. Go ahead, Tatiana, take a few minutes. Just talk about whatever you want to talk about, and let's just, and then from there we'll go ahead and sign off.
Well, some people make good choices, and some people make bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the people that make all the bad choices, and and those people are one of those people that needs to be prayed for and needs of us for us Christians to help those kinds of people.
How comfortable are you with prayer?
I'm pretty comfortable, yeah. Pretty comfortable.
And what is prayer exactly to you?
It's prayer. Is my solution for
mm-hmm. problems. Amen, amen, amen. Can I get you to just take a few minutes here then and just say a prayer for any children right now who may don't know where their parents are right now? They may be stuck in a house by themselves. You know what? That we hear about that every day, that parents are leaving kids in the house by themselves. They're scared. They're frightened. They're not for sure how to cook. Somebody is trying to maybe cook a meal right now, and they're not for sure how the stove even actually works. Can you just say just a quick prayer for children like that who are just out there? Just let them know that they are still covered by the blood of Jesus and that Jesus does love them. They may have never heard about God, never have heard a gospel song played in their house. They may don't even know what that book is that's under the table full of dust, that, you know, and somebody may not even have a Bible in the house. So if I can get you, sometimes from the mouth of babes talking to another babe, they connect and they hear it better. Can I get you from your heart to just talk to God right now on their behalf for me?
Bless all the children out there that might need help and think that they don't need help, Jesus.
Thanks, Jesus.
God bless the children out there that just need a prayer, need a love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just tell them that they have somebody to love them. They always have somebody to love them. God bless the children that don't get their decision about anything.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
God bless the children that try to do bad things. God bless them.
God bless.
Let the children come to our child that doesn't behave well, and when they grow up, they could be a nice judge or a lawyer. But thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for us, Jesus, and the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tatiana, it's been a wonderful privilege just to have the opportunity just to sit and talk with you. I thank you for praying for our youth because God has the way of revealing himself to people. And remember, with your friends, who any situation that you're trying to explain God to them, remember, he tells us that we kind of waste our time when we're trying to explain God to them. We can explain what he's done in our lives, but what he is going to do in someone else's life, we have to ask that person. All you have to do, if you want proof, is talk to him. Ask him, are you real? God, are you really there? Tatiana says you are. She says that you're there in her life. She says that you want to be there in my life. She says that you want to talk to me. Just tell him to ask him. For them to go somewhere and privately talk to himself. He will reveal himself to them. He will reveal himself to them. Just like that child that may be left at home right now. I just feel like that I'm just by myself, or it is children out on the street living, trying to sleep under a bench or wherever they can. He will put it in their heart that I'm with you. And they'll get up just feeling like, you know what? I'm not scared anymore. You know what? I'm not going to always be like this. I don't know why, but it's something inside of me that is telling me I'm going to make it one day. I'm going to be loved one day. I'm going to find parents that love me. I'm going to make this a success. This life is going to be a successful thing for me. That's because God reveals it. He revealed himself to them. That's why now they feel different about their outlook. So that's what we want. Without God, there's no hope. So they feel, I might as well kill myself. Why am I always going through stuff like this? But once you have Christ reveal himself to you, you get hope. Once you get hope, you can get yourself through to the Lord. You can go through another day. I'm going to let you have the ending say before we close out. But just before we do, parents and children alike, I just have, get your pen and paper. And again, just a couple of verses to go on to leave you with. It's just teaching your children different things about the Lord. You can look in Deuteronomy 4 and 9. Also Deuteronomy 31, 13. Just teaching children about the Lord. Again, it's Deuteronomy 4 and 9. Deuteronomy 31, 13. Next books, Proverbs 22 and 6. Proverbs 2, 2 and 6. Isaiah 28 and 9. And then again, of course, children giving praise, Psalms 8 and 2. We have many, many, many verses that we could go over. Books of the Bible we could go over about children, because God loves children. He loves the hearts of children. He said our hearts should be like a child's heart to enter into the kingdom. So God bless you. Parents, let's get into this. Let's get behind our kids. Get behind our youth. It's so many things that's going on that we can say, oh, yeah, look at, you know, another 12-year-old pregnant. We can look and say, oh, yeah, another 13-year-old, 15-year-old has did this or robbed this or killed this, or another gangbanger over here has done that. But it's because we have lacked. We are not doing something. The parents, we are our brother's keeper. It does take a village to raise a child. Let's get behind them. If you're too afraid to go out there and pray for that gangbanger, pray inside of your house for that gangbanger. If you're too afraid to go out there and put blessings in their hands for someone who's hungry, give it in another way. Give it to a charity that you may see them going and to that's feeding the hungry. Make out the donation to them, to that home, to that charity, to that ministry that's feeding the homeless, that's giving clothes to the clothesless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's exactly what we do here at Triadnoint Ministries. We give God the opportunity to do what he needs to do, to minister to all three parts of us, our spirit, our soul, and our body, our physical body, our mental body, and our spiritual body, to come together as one unit, as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you all. God keep you. And we're going to leave it over to Tatiana to give us our closing remarks, and I'll come back one more time, and God bless you.
Just thanks to God to, if this can work for anybody,
if
somebody's out on the street, and they got a dollar, that homeless person can give that, can go ahead and give that dollar to charge us to somebody else that needs it. And guess what? He'll be happy that he gave that dollar. The more you give, the more you receive.
Amen. Amen. That's sowing a seed. If you got a dollar, God said 10% of that should be sown as a tithe. You should give that back to the Lord. So of that dollar, take a dime and sow it a seed into somebody's ministry, into some need, and watch it flourish. Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. The more you give, the more you receive. You can't beat God's giving. No matter how hard you try, you can't be God's given. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. Tatiana, again, it was such a blessing. You have to come back and do this here again. We have to make it a set date that every certain day that you're going to be appearing on the show. Is that fine with you?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's fine with me. Well, again, I'd like to say thank you for being here with us on our Blog Talk Radio. And we need this opportunity more to hear from young people. And if nothing else, then until tomorrow, this is Evangelist Vaughn and
Tatiana.
And we're signing off. God bless you and thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Good night, everyone. Well,
bye.
Good morning. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.